From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A fourth Humboldt County resident died after being diagnosed with COVID-19. One additional case confirmed Tuesday, bringing to 103 the total number of county residents who've tested positive for it. The individual who died, an elderly resident of Alder Bay Assisted Living, and was diagnosed with COVID-19 early in the facility's outbreak. Humboldt County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Brankovich saying, "We send our condolences for this loss to family, friends, and caregivers." Another round of testing was completed at the facility, and there are no new positive cases in staff or residents. 10 days have passed since the last new case at Alder Bay. More than 700 individuals in the county reside in licensed, skilled nursing or assisted living facilities. Well, each COVID-19 test for infection serves as a snapshot in time, say health officials. That's why it's important for community members to be tested on an ongoing basis. It's especially recommended for healthcare workers, first responders, retail and dining employees, and others who work closely with people. Testing is available for no cost at the OptumServe community testing sites at Redwood Acres in Eureka. To register for a COVID-19 test or a retest at the OptumServe community testing site, visit the homepage at humboldt.gov.org. About 400 people turned out for a protest Monday in Arcata in response to the death of George Floyd, the police chief calling it a day to let people speak. No arrests were made, no damage reported in Arcata during and following the protest. Eureka Police Department holding a press conference with an update on the Roger Mitch Clark homicide investigation today at 2 p.m. That's happening at the Eureka Police Department. A few days back, deputies with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Team served a search warrant to investigate illegal cannabis growing in the Blocksburg area. California Department of Fish and Wildlife and Humboldt County Code Enforcement helped in the warrant. One parcel investigated during the service of it, the parcel did not possess the required county permit or the state license to cultivate cannabis commercially. During the service of the warrant, deputies eradicated about 58,000 plants. Three people were cited and then released. A Trinity County Sheriff's deputy is on administrative leave after being accused of inserting the image of a pornographic actor on top of George Floyd in a picture. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office was made aware of an inappropriate post on social media made by a deputy. An investigation is now underway. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.